Krishna Book, Canto 20, Prayers by the Personified Vedas, Chapter 87, Scene 14, Shad Darshana. Anim asattak sato mritim utatmani yecha vidam. Vipinang ritang smarant yupadishanti ta arupitai. Triguna maya puman iti vidha yad abhoda krita. Twayi natatak paratra sabaved avaboda rase. There are different kinds of philosophers who have tried to understand the Supreme Source by their mental speculation. Generally, there are six kinds of mental speculators, and they are called Shad Darshana. All these philosophers are impersonalists and are known as Mayavadis. Every one of them has tried to establish his own opinion, although later they have all compromised and stated that all opinions lead to the same goal and that every opinion is therefore valid. According to the prayers of the personified Vedas, however, none of them are valid because their process of knowledge is created within the temporary material world. They have all missed the real point, which is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or the Absolute Truth, can be understood only by devotional service. One class of philosophers, known as Mimamsakas, represented by sages such as Jaimini, have concluded that everyone should be engaged in pious activities or prescribed duties, and that such activities lead one to the highest perfection. But this is contradicted in the 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, wherein Lord Krishna says, Te tang bhukva svargalokam vishalam, shine punye martyalokam vishanti, evam trayi dharmam anuprapana, gata gatang kama kama labhante. By pious activities, one may be elevated to the heavenly planets. But as soon as one's accumulation of pious activities is used up, one has to leave the enjoyment of a higher standard of material prosperity in the heavenly planets and immediately come down again to these lower planets, where the duration of life is very short and where the standard of material happiness is of a lower grade. The exact words used in the Gita are Shine punye martyalokam vishanti. Therefore, the conclusion of the Mimamsaka philosophers that pious activities will lead one to the absolute truth is not valid. Although a pure devotee is by nature inclined to pious activities, no one can attain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead by pious activities alone. Pious activities may purify one of the contamination caused by ignorance and passion, but this is automatically attained by a devotee who is constantly engaged in hearing the transcendental message of Godhead in the form of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, or similar scriptures. From Bhagavad Gita we understand Apiche Sudaracharo Bhajate Mam Ananya Bhak Sadhur Eva Samantavya Samyag Vyavasato Hi Saha. Even a person who is not up to the standard of pious activities, but who is absolutely engaged in devotional service, is to be considered well situated on the path of spiritual perfection. It is also said in Bhagavad Gita, Teshang Satata Yuktanam Bhajatang Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogang Tang Yenamam Upayanti Te. A person who is engaged in devotional service with love and faith is guided from within by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Krishna Himself, as Paramatma, or the spiritual master sitting within one's heart, gives the devotee exact directions by which one can gradually go back to Godhead. Therefore, the conclusion of the Mimamsaka philosophers is not actually the truth which can lead one to real understanding. Similarly, there are Sankhya philosophers, metaphysicians, or material scientists who study this cosmic manifestation by their invented scientific method, but who do not recognize the supreme authority of God as the creator of the cosmic manifestation. Rather, they wrongly conclude that it is the reaction of material elements which is the original cause of creation. Bhagavad Gita, however, does not accept this theory, for it is clearly said therein, Mayad Yakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam Hetunanena Kaunteya Jagad Viparivartate. Behind the cosmic activities is the direction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This fact is corroborated by the Vedic injunction, Asatva Idam Agra Asit. The origin of creation existed before the cosmic manifestation. Therefore, the material elements cannot be the cause of the material creation. Although the material elements are accepted as material causes, the ultimate cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Bhagavad Gita therefore says that material nature works under the direction of Krishna. The conclusion of the atheistic Sankhya philosophy is that because the effects of the material world are temporary or illusory, the cause is therefore also illusory. The Sankhya philosophers are in favor of voidism, but the actual fact is that the original cause is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and this cosmic manifestation is the temporary manifestation of His material energy. When this temporary manifestation is annihilated, its cause, the eternal existence of the spiritual world, continues as it is, and therefore the spiritual world is called Sanatan Dham, the eternal abode. The conclusion of the Sankhya philosopher is therefore not valid. Then, there are the philosophers headed by Gautama and Kanada. They have very minutely studied the cause and effect of the material elements and have ultimately come to the conclusion that atomic combination is the original cause of creation. Present material scientists also follow in the footsteps of Gautama and Kanada, who propound this theory of Paramanuvad. This theory, however, cannot be supported because the original cause of everything is not inert atoms. This is confirmed in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, as well as in the Vedas, wherein it is stated, Eko Narayana Asit. Only Narayana existed before the creation. Srimad Bhagavatam and Vedanta Sutra also say that the original cause is sentient and both indirectly and directly cognizant of everything within this creation. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. I am the original cause of everything. Matak Sarvam Pravartate. From me, everything comes into existence. Therefore, atoms may form the basic combinations of material existence, but these atoms are generated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Thus, the philosophy of Gautama and Kanada cannot be supported. And similarly, impersonalists headed by Ashtavakra and later on by Shankara Acharya accept the impersonal Brahman effulgence as the cause of everything. According to their theory, the material manifestation is temporary and unreal, whereas the impersonal Brahman effulgence is reality. But this theory cannot be supported either, because Lord Krishna himself says in Bhagavad Gita, Brahmano hi pratishtaham amritasyavya yasya cha shatvatasya cha dharmasya sukasya ikanti kasya cha. The Brahman effulgence is resting on Krishna's personality. And this is also confirmed in Brahma Sanhita. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti kotish vashesha vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam govindam adi purusham tamahang bhajami. The Brahman effulgence is the personal bodily rays of Krishna. As such, impersonal Brahman cannot be the original cause of the cosmic manifestation. The original cause is the all-perfect, sentient personality of Godhead, Govinda. The most dangerous theory of the impersonalist is that when God comes as an incarnation, he accepts a material body created by the three modes of material nature. This Mayavadi theory has been condemned by Lord Chaitanya as most offensive. Prabhu kahe Mayavadi Krishne aparadhi Brahma Atma Chaitanya kahe niravadhi Prakrita kariya mane Vishnu kalevara Vishnu ninda ar nahi ihara upar. Lord Chaitanya has said that anyone who accepts the transcendental body of the personality of Godhead to be made of material nature commits the greatest offense at the lotus feet of Vishnu. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita also states, Avajananti mang mudha manushing tanum astritam parang bhavam ajananto mama bhuta maheshwaram. Only fools and rascals deride the personality of Godhead when he descends in the human form. Lord Krishna, Lord Ram, and Lord Chaitanya actually moved within human society as human beings. The personified Vedas therefore condemn the impersonal conception as a gross misrepresentation. In Brahma Sanhita, the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is described as Ananda Chinmaya Rasa. The Supreme Personality of Godhead possesses a spiritual body, not a material body. Krishna can enjoy anything through any part of his body, and therefore Krishna is omnipotent. The limbs of a material body can perform only a particular function, just as the hands can hold, but they cannot see or hear. But because the body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is made of Ananda Chinmaya Rasa, or Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Krishna can enjoy anything and do everything with any of his limbs. Acceptance of the spiritual body of Lord Krishna as material is dictated by the tendency to make the Supreme Personality of Godhead equal to the conditioned soul. The conditioned soul has a material body, and therefore if God also has a material body, then the impersonalistic theory that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entities are one and the same can be very easily propagandized. Factually, when the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes, he exhibits different pastimes, and yet there is no difference between his childish body when Krishna is lying on the lap of his mother Yashoda and Krishna's so-called grown-up body fighting with the demons. In Krishna's childhood body also, Krishna fought with demons such as Putana, Janavarta, Aga Asura, etc. with strength equal to that with which Krishna fought in his youth against demons like Dantabakra, Shishupal, and others. In material life, as soon as a conditioned soul changes the body, one forgets everything of one's past body. But from Bhagavad Gita we understand, Bahuni me vyatitani, Janmani tabacharjuna, Tanyahang veda sarvani, Natvang veta parantapa. Because Krishna has a Sachit Ananda body, he did not forget instructing the sun god about the Bhagavad Gita millions of years ago. Lord Krishna is therefore known as Purushottama, because Krishna is transcendental to both material and spiritual existence. That Krishna is the cause of all causes means that Krishna is the cause of the spiritual world and of the material world as well. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is omnipotent and omniscient. And therefore, because a material body can be neither omnipotent nor omniscient, Lord Krishna's body surely is not material. Therefore, the Mayavadi theory that the personality of Godhead comes within this material world with a material body cannot be supported by any means. Thus, it can be concluded that all the theories of the material philosophers are generated from the temporary illusory existence, like the conclusions in a dream. Such conclusions certainly cannot lead us to the absolute truth, for the absolute truth can only be realized through devotional service. As Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Bhaktya Mam Abhijanati, only by devotional service can one understand me. Srila Sridhar Swami has composed a nice verse in this regard. My dear Lord Krishna, let others be engaged in false argument and dry speculation, theorizing upon their great philosophical theses. Let them loiter in the darkness of ignorance and illusion, falsely enjoying as if very learned scholars, although they are without knowledge of you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But as far as I am concerned, I wish to be liberated simply by chanting the holy names of the all-beautiful Supreme Personality of Godhead, Madhava, Vamana, Trinayana, Sankarsana, Sripati, Govinda. Simply by chanting your transcendental names, let me become free from the contamination of this material existence. Thus ends Chapter 87, Scene 14, Shad Darshan. All glories to Krishna Book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.